Welcome to the Gospel Everyday Podcast, following along with the Mariners Church annual read. This year, we are reading Holiness Day by Day by Jerry Bridges. We hope that you'll be filled with fresh insight and joy as you spend time discovering more about our thrilling God.
My name is Linda Vino, and I will be your host for today. The title of our devotion is The Scapegoat, and the scripture is found in Leviticus 16, verse 22. The goat shall bear all their iniquities on itself to a remote area. Now, the entirety of the Bible is a picture of God's redemptive work on behalf of people, and that redemptive work always included the sacrifice of innocent for the guilty. The first sacrifice for the consequences of sin was performed by God in the aftermath of sin of disobedience perpetuated by Adam and Eve. Scripture says that after they disobeyed that God, their eyes were opened and they realized that they were naked. So, they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. You see, as they realized that they were defiled by sin, they thought that they could make up for their sin, their nakedness, by their own solution represented by covering themselves in fig leaves and then hiding from God. Instead of enjoying their God, instead of living in peace and harmony with God, they began to fear him. Now, in contrast to the feeble attempts of Adam and Eve to cover their shame, verse 21 shows that the Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. You see, only God could effectively cover their shame, and God's use of an animal skin implies that a sacrificial death was necessary to atone for their sin. In a way, the blame for the sin was placed on an innocent animal who then became a scapegoat, the one who was blamed for the wrongdoings, mistakes, or faults of Adam and Eve. As the people of Israel were gathered at the base of Mount Sinai, God was given to Moses rules that would govern this new nation. In addition to these rules, God made provisions to cover their shame of their sin by initiating the ordinance of a blood sacrifice, the innocent for the guilty, in order to demonstrate the absolute seriousness of their sin against God. As part of the observance of the Day of Atonement, two male goats were selected. As Jerry Bridges describes, one was killed and its blood sprinkled on and before the mercy seat of the most holy place, in the temple where God symbolically dwelt. The priest would then lay his hands on the head of the second goat and confess over it all the iniquities of the people of Israel and all their transgressions, all their sins. Then the goat would be led away into the wilderness, never to be seen again. This goat was called the scapegoat because all the guilt of the people was symbolically transferred to it and their sin carried away into the desert. The meaning of this ceremony was very clear to the Israelites. As Bridges says, the death of the first goat symbolized the meanings of turning away the wrath of God through the death of an innocent victim substituted in the sinner's place. The sending away of the second goat set forth the effect of this: appeasement of God's wrath, the complete removal of the sin from the presence of the holy God and from his people. This practice was repeated every year in an early autumn day on the Day of Atonement. In the opening sentence of today's devotion, Jerry Bridges states that the greatest scapegoat in all of history is the Lord Jesus Christ, and it was for once and for all, as Hebrews 7:26 declares. As John the Baptist was preaching of repentance of sin and of a return to God, the people were symbolizing their return by being baptized. He saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Yes, Jesus became a perfect sacrifice once and for all and drank the cup of God's wrath for all who would believe in his sacrifice. Bridges concludes our devotion by saying, "Since both goats represented Jesus, we may say Christ became our scapegoat, bearing the guilt of our sins in his sacrifice that turned away God's wrath, and by that act, bearing them away from the presence of God." And as the apostle rejoices in this act of Christ, he tells his readers, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit, who gives life, has set you free from the law of sin and death." As Adam and Eve tried to fix what they had done by clothing themselves with fig leaves, the world is imitating that act by offering their own grape leaves to God. Only through the solution that God gives will rebuild the relationship with God that was broken in the Garden of Eden. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for the sacrifice that you made with your son Jesus, that we no longer have to do blood sacrifices, that you took the penalty once and for all, Lord Jesus, and we are grateful for that. Please help us to live daily in repentance for our sins, to never grieve the Holy Spirit, but to step fully in forgiveness that you have for us. It's in your holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks so much for making the Gospel Everyday podcast an important part of your day. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't yet, and we'd love it if you can take a few moments to rate and review the podcast. Tune in tomorrow for brand new content. If you'd like more information about Mariners Church, download the Mariners app at your favorite app store or visit marinerschurch.org.